In Parshas Tetzaviah, the Torah tells us that when a woman gives birth, she has to bring certain korbanos. Amongst them is a chatas. And the Gemara says in Nida, it's quoted in the Ramban, that the reason that she brings a chatas, after what? What's the sin? Why should she bring a sin offering? So Chazal say that at the time that she gives birth, during the pangs of pain, during the delivery, she may swear that she will never have relations with her husband and never have to go through again the pain of childbirth. And therefore, even though, as Ramban points out, that shvua under those circumstances would not be effective, but still, this is a kapara for that notion. I like this. The Kli Yakov gives a different reason. He says that the chatas is a kapara for the sin of Chava with the Eitz Hadas. I want to share another reason, which I once heard from Rabbi Marvin Luban, Zichron Lefracha. He said that there's nothing greater than more exalting than giving birth, bring a new life into the world, and an opportunity for this new child to carry on the Masorah. And irrespective of what the mother does, in that kind of a moment, the miracle of birth, the person is unworthy, relative to that great event. And therefore, the woman, as part of her korbanos, brings a chatas.